You're listening to Coleman Power on the Organic Fitness Podcast.
So with this week's show, we touched on and will touch on the likes of more and more of you guys eating real foods. And not only that, I'm going to mention here the likes of the events that are coming up in the near future. We have on the 18th of February, myself and Martin, right? We're going to have an event in County Galway. It's going to be on a farm. It's going to be mostly food involved. There is a max no more, okay, of 20 spaces. It's €120 for the day. If you want to be involved in that, there will be a link available on my stories on Instagram and or you send me a message directly. This is the time of the year to start growing absolutely everything. And Martin is the man to get us set up with the finest of raised beds or any other, I'm going to say, planter that you want in and around your house to have yourself growing in 2024. We also have a list of the finest of retreats that are coming up down in, I'm going to say, Skull, West Cork. We have them on, okay, March the 8th. We have May the 10th, a weekend, and most certainly all weekends, June the 28th, the 30th. And September the 13th to the 15th. Okay, so those are the dates that are available for different events. Okay, the one in Galway on the 18th of February. Yes, we'll be sowing tomato seeds of saved seeds of so many different varieties. Everything else in the mix on that day. We'll also getting fed and doing a farm tour. Okay, so other than that, stay tuned, stay classy, and get on that good stuff. All right, it is the latest of the shows with myself, Coleman Power. If you don't know me, haven't heard of me, this is your first podcast. Where you been? You've been living underneath a rock as I sit here with my lovely beverage that we will be talking about as well, in a cup that says, be at one with nature, my favorite cup. And it is something that we will be discussing and chatting because this week's show is off the back of one of the questions that you guys asked on a Q&A that I recently did. Okay, it's my meals and their benefits of why I eat them. Okay, so we'll be going straight into this 30-minute, roughly, show discussing three main things. My breakfast, my lunches, and my dinners. Any snacks in between as well as beverages. That beverage right there is something that is important to consume, especially in the likes of the morning when I do record these shows. So let's get straight into it. With people that I mentor and coach, I suppose, on the organic fitness program, what ends up happening is the majority of these individuals, they're actually under-eating. So getting to understand foods at its most basic level. I did an event there in Coolamber House, I think it was about a week ago, and it'll probably be longer than that when this podcast comes out. It's the idea that I break it down to its most simplest form. Your body runs off three things: proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. For the most part, people, okay, are under eating protein, the first one. That is essential. We have to consume protein foods. Okay? It's not just for people who exercise. Nope. Minimum requirement of exercise is walking. Who here doesn't walk? No one puts up their hand. Yes. Okay. That is now your main priority for preventing cravings, eating protein. You want better looking skin, you eat protein because it regenerates your cells. You want, again, to have a reduction in any of the, I suppose, things that are causing negative effects to your weight, such as binge eating and picking diets, whether it's vegan, vegetarian, before you understand foods, low-fat diets thrown in the mix there. I want you to realize that these three things have to be consumed. You have to consume them. Whatever foods you eat, they fall into that. Whether you're eating, I'm going to say, processed foods, they fall into carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. Yes, they do. There are bad fats, there are bad protein sources, some better than others, and there are good carbohydrates as well as bad carbohydrates. So let's quickly talk on the best type of proteins you can get into your diet. That's chicken, that's fish, that's turkey, that's eggs, that is any other meats that you would like to consume. That is it. There are better quality fish. You can have fish fingers. Not, and that's something I used to eat as a child, and typically with beans, like tomato, beans, tomato sauce, beans, and pretty sure it was white bread. That was a supper that we typically had. And now, okay, that I know so much more about nutrition, I now eat white fish. I'll discuss shortly as well, or any fish for that matter. I'm just going to say white because typically white fish found in the fish fingers. I would have it maybe cooked with a healthy fat because white fish is typically low in fats. After that, I would then lean towards a carbohydrate like either white potatoes. Amazing. I would also then go towards maybe sweet potatoes, brown rice, brown pasta, because that contains extra amount of fiber. So all the time with my meals, and we will be going on to that, my breakfast, my lunch, and my dinner in that exact order. Okay, the idea is I'm a major fan of gut health. Okay, so the first thing that I would typically consume in the morning is not a coffee. And if you are someone that is looking for, I'm going to say weight loss, I wouldn't drink coffee first thing in the morning. That'll be my tip to you not to drink it first thing in the morning because of, okay, for the most part, coffees that we're consuming, a high percentage of us, it's not organic. That is a bean that contains fiber that then is lining your gut. That's the first thing that's going to line your gut. So this is, okay, filtered water. It's lovely and warm and cozy. As I take a sip out of it, it is delightfully warm. It contains ginger. Not only that, if it didn't count, and you must remember, not only that, it has pink Himalayan salt in it. If I don't have pink Himalayan salt in it, like today, I have ginger, and now I have sea salt that has seaweed in it as well. That's what I'm putting it in because that is something that contains magnesium that increases my energy levels. Coffee and people are looking for energy level boost. We also are looking at the likes of the ginger. The benefits of that are it is something that's anti-inflammatory. These are the first things that line your stomach or hit your stomach wall. And the gut has a massive part to play in your energy, in your skin health, and most certainly the production of happy hormones and the breaking down of material. That's the foods that we eat next, right? Because I cannot wait for my breakfast. I'll talk about that very shortly. And then the final thing I mentioned, salt. Salt contains natural electrolytes. Salt is not the problem. Please do not take out salt. I remember when I first started my fitness journey, I had no clue. I was very unsure about everything. I took out carbohydrates, I took out salt. I was eating plain pasta with chicken, and that was it. I actually chopped an onion, and someone told me that that's good for you. And I was like, amazing, a little bit of flavor. I then went on and found VegTok and told I was told it wasn't actually the devil in itself. And now that's I can cook any meal. And people that have cooked for women, children, friends, family, you name it, at retreats, events, these meals are delicious. And I make them quick, I make them fast, and I make them for the most part with organic produce. Why? Because it again is something that is the gold standard. They haven't been sprayed with harsh chemicals. I'm a major fan of it. I get more and more people to realize that when you eat these different types of foods, you feel your best. And that is what we are looking for. You consume the foods that literally you can get your hands on that are local, firstly, that are fresh. Yep, with a crunch. And in on top of that, that are, I'm going to say, organic. Because when you consume all those in three combinations, okay, you are on to a winner. So, things that I also would have first thing in the morning, okay, really, really important, is something that's fermented. Fermented foods really help with weight loss because, again, it improves your gut. So, every client that I have will have some form of fermented food. The fermented foods are your kimchi, your sauerkraut. Very easily made. I make my own. Not always though. Remember that? I make my own and tastes way better. I then would lean towards the likes of sourdough bread. Okay. I would also have the likes of miso paste. Where do you get that? Health food shops. Go to your local health food shop and you find an abundance of good stuff. Well, I'm going to be drinking because 20 minutes. I used to try and do podcasts without drinking, but by God, it's so much more enjoyable for all of us. I mean myself, if I have a sip of water every now and again, I have my tea beverage. So, why would we have those things in one for your gut health? Fermented foods. So, not only that, fermented foods, I would also recommend, because I have it most certainly listed in bullet points, turmeric and black pepper. Turmeric and black pepper is one of the five antioxidant high herbs and mushroom spices that I recommend in the book that I wrote, The Power of Organic Fitness. Yes, it is in there listed. Bar the things that I eat. And that's what I have written down in the book. I have the five of those items that are my herbs and spices that I add to my diet, why I add them in. And this is again, I suppose, the podcast of breaking it down in chunks for you guys as well. So, turmeric and black pepper. Turmeric actually naturally brightens your skin. It's nearly 40 times the antioxidants of any fruit or vegetable. Yes, turmeric. Yep. Black pepper is needed to activate the anti-inflammatory properties that reduces inflammation. You reduce the inflammation, you reduce stress. You're less stress in your body, okay? Your cells are literally thriving. When your cells thrive and you get sunlight and or eat foods that are grown with sunlight, you are in absolutely buzzing. People think that it's crazy, okay, the energy that I have. It's actually not. It's actually really what the majority of us should be having more of if we start doing these simple things. So those are eating more protein foods, we recap as we go along. Okay. We then again reduce the likes of binge eating from, and we don't binge eat on healthy foods. We binge eat on processed, ultra processed foods. Then, okay, we're going on to gut healthy foods that are your herbs and your spices, your ginger, your turmeric, and pink Himalayan salt for natural electrolytes. And I typically like to have my first meal around 10 o'clock. People have it at 8, that's fine too. I just get people eating. People are not eating. People are skipping meals. They're having nothing for breakfast, having a coffee. They're having one egg. They're having bowl of cereal, bowl of porridge. And the bowl of porridge is healthy, but it's only one component. It's your carbohydrates that gives us energy. But if we're having that on its own, it's called a naked carbohydrate. Okay, some people like getting naked. But the point is, you don't want to be naked for too long. So you have to add and pair it. That's very good. Not to be naked for too long. So I want you to pair it with a protein source. That's typically for breakfast. The classic ones that I have, right, are eggs. Eggs and porridge are my go-to. Okay. Porridge goes in the pot. I like cooking it in a pot because I'm just not a major fan of microwaves in general. So the idea is it goes in a pot. It's really nice in a pot. I then add typically water, right? Not that I'm against dairy, but I'm telling you, I like having a dairy yogurt. Typically, the Glenlisk ones that I love, the green ones, and add fruit to that. I would also add cinnamon, control my blood sugar levels. I then would have the eggs because three eggs minimum. Four, I would do because I need at least 40 to 50 grams per my main meal. That is something that is really important to me because I currently exercise and need that to repair my cells, repair my muscles, and most certainly keep me full, prevent me craving. Because I used to just have porridge. I used to have a bowl of porridge and on its own. That's all I used to have. Was there anything else? I used to add actually jam, if not jam, honey as well. There are two other carbohydrates. And maybe fruit. So I was carb on carb on carb. And I wasn't really sure why I was starving. Literally only a couple of hours, like 2 hours tops. I'd be like, oh my God, I'm starving. Just had a massive bowl of porridge. Okay. It increases your blood sugar levels. What goes up must come down. When you crash in your blood sugar levels, it is something that is and does lead to the cravings of food that we need to consume and eat again, which can prevent people from, again, you constantly are eating, preventing you from losing weight. So it's that understanding of foods. And when I do discovery calls with people, I say, what? I have the chat. So what are you consuming? Right. And I then chat to them and break them it down for both women and men. And a high percentage, I'd say about 70% of the clients that I have are women, okay? Ranging between the likes of 35 and leaning towards the likes of 50 years old on my programs. So this is so important because the idea of protein actually is important for regulating your hormones as well, right? So that is typically my breakfast and typically two protein sources. Okay? We can go with eggs. We can go with yogurt as a typical example to get me to 40 or 50 grams of protein. I could also go with eggs. I could also go with, again, fish. I like to have sardines sometimes as well. And or with that, I also do recommend that you eat something raw. Like raw carrots are nice. I sometimes just take a bite out because I'm lazy, healthy. You can grate it and make it look lovely. Instagram worthy, as they say, if that is what you so wish to do. Okay. Because again, fiber is important for gut health. But not only that, carrots have a type of fiber that are able to bind the excess, I'm going to say, estrogen in your body and pull it out in your stool. It just comes out of your stool. That's it. Yep. We're talking about poop on the podcast. Because again, when you are having healthy poops, oops, I just said it. Healthy stools on a regular basis. That's a sure sign that you're on the right track for your own health and your fitness goal. Okay, and if I don't have that, I'm going to typically either boil some eggs and have them on the go, or I could typically make a smoothie that is going to get me, that would have a yogurt in it, and might even have a protein supplement that I would add to that with maybe some pumpkin seeds or hemp seeds that are high in protein, as well as magnesium from seeds. And again, those are two things that often people are not eating enough of. So there is my, I'm going to say, classic breakfast that I would recommend to anyone who's looking to get on the good stuff going forward in 2024. So then moving along swiftly to my lunch. I like to rock lunch again around either 1 or 2. Again, just taking my suppose work into accountability. That's when I typically like take breaks, and that suits me. You have your lunch at 12. If you had yours a little bit earlier, you do and make it suit yourself, because the more you do that, okay, it makes it much more sustainable for yourself. Stop doing, you don't have to do exactly what I do. What you do have to do is, okay, make it fit your day, right? That's really, really important. And even to stress that, just because it's top of funnel, top of my head, okay, too many people take on an abundance of things, right? They take on new roles in schools and jobs, right? They're looking after kids, they're looking after everybody else, and looking at different things that they would like to do. I want you to remember that you can only do so many things in a day. Okay, you know, and remember that when you write down, I'm such a firm believer, write things down the whole time. You see the abundance of things that you actually do. Sometimes you're actually better off to do less to gain more, because you have to focus in on your nutrition. If you're struggling right now with nutrition and your foods and your health, whether it's weight loss, gut health, or in combination, you should be doing the two together if you're trying to improve your health. You need to prioritize your foods, because you cannot out-train a bad diet. That's why so many people ask me, Coleman, and can you help me? Yes, we need to look at your main meals and everything else that you consume. Liquids, yeah, and beverages. Okay, so my lunch, I love it. It's probably definitely one of my favorite meals of the day, if not favorite, but it's definitely in the top three. Okay, it is called the sexy salad. Yes, sir. Call it any which way you like. It is either sexy salad or last night's dinner, next day's lunch. Boom. Out of Compton, it's simple. It goes into a lunchbox. I then can eat it anywhere that I'm at, either an event or the likes of either schools that I do talks in. And it is lovely. I sometimes add chili flakes if it is something that I want a little bit more spicy. Chili flakes again contain the likes of chili flakes and or cayenne pepper, which is beautiful. It's another one of the organic fitness spices that again improves blood flow. And if anyone has poor circulation, I'd highly recommend it. It is something that is one of as many spices, but is quite hot, spicy to taste, small amounts. I remember my first time when I my and my sister, actually, I should be kidding me for mentioning this now, is one of the first people I ever trained myself one-to-one. And later on, when I was getting better, she was like, "Oh, cayenne pepper, Coleman. I heard you mention that." I said, "Yeah, it's really good." And she said, "Boom, put it on." And this woman, she doesn't take it easy. It runs in the family. She added on what you would call a teaspoon of cayenne pepper to a dish. She rang me, voice noted me, WhatsApped it, and said, "Oh my God, Coleman, the heat that was literally radiating from my mouth after I consumed that cayenne pepper was shocking." She had no yogurt. She had no milk to cool herself down. She had to drive to the shop to get it to cool herself down. But there is benefits. But again, sometimes more is less. Cayenne pepper, take it easy. And as a quote that comes to mind, right? You can always add more. It's very hard to take it out. So that is the cayenne pepper classic with a sexy salad. But inside that sexy salad, okay, I have to have roughly about 200 grams of a protein source. So that is either 200 grams of fish, 200 grams of, I'm going to say, chicken, 200 grams of meats, and or if it is vegetarian based, it would be something that would have a combination of definitely close to 250 grams. And I'm just saying these numbers because I'm able to do the maths. It's the way I now look at different types of food. For, I suppose, hitting numbers. And it's like anything. It's like your expenses and your income that you are looking at on a monthly basis. I don't necessarily have to do those numbers, but I'm just only mentioning them because I know what it looks like now. You know how much you earn. You roughly know how much you're taxed. You know how much the mortgage is coming out every week, every month. And that is the exact same with your foods because that's tracked. Thanks. Lovely lads. And you want to do the same. They never miss a trick. The bank never misses a trick. And that's why they're on point. Okay. You need to do the same with your foods and be accountable to the amount that you're eating. People talk about portion sizes. Right. The more specific you are, you can do fist sizes. Some people I have on the program are just doing fist sizes. So typically, a fist size is 100. So you do two fist sizes of protein, and that is usually 200 grams. That is simple. Glad we mentioned that. And that just came to me to mention to you guys here. So that is me typically hitting my protein source for lunch. I am adding in kale as the green. I am adding in the likes of things that are sweet, like peppers. I am adding in sometimes even fruit. Apples in there, half an apple, sliced up, diced up, you betcha. Okay, can be an absolute game changer for yourself. Okay, the fish that you get can be from the likes of my favorite company that has Irish Fish Shines. You necessarily don't have to do that, but I love them. Love them. Power 25 is my discount code. You put that in, you get 25% off. You can get that sent directly to your door. They also are in all good stores, all the decent stores. Remember, get the one that you were able to most certainly get your hands on, because not eating is not a healthy option. Don't skip breakfast, please. Okay, if you're fasting, just have more protein in your main meals, have more carbohydrates throughout the day and healthy fats as well. Okay, eating less and skipping meals is not how you get healthy and or lose weight. Okay, so that is the lunch. The lunch contains fiber from greens, kale, rainbow chard, you name it. And at different times of year, we'll be adding in garlic and onions in that too, if you had the option. My sexy salad, sometimes I mention sexy salad to people. I say, cool, man, that's literally a kind of a stir fry. Another option is to put it all in a pan, mix it in, and add whatever I like. That's my salad. Definition of salad is greens and or different fruits, vegetables, and meats. That's the definition of salad. Looked it up one time because one fellow was giving me a bit of grief online. So yeah, get that in. Salad. Can cook hot salad, old salad, you betcha. So that's lunch for me, wherever I am. And I try to stick to this. And again, the food source changes. It's meat one day, it's veggie the next. It and or if I had a smoothie for breakfast, which is yogurt, I then lean towards eggs for lunch. So I've hit eggs in nearly every day. And if you're worried about your cholesterol, I'd be highly recommending not taking out eggs and looking at your overall foods of consumption of processed food, ultra processed foods, for that to most certainly go down. Okay, I'll be also adding in flax seeds that again bind to excess amount of cholesterol in your bloods, and again are something that you can add very, very easily to that sexy salad or that smoothie or that porridge oats. And I'm looking forward to that porridge myself. Flax seeds. See, this is it. I love when I just start talking and reminding you guys about healthy things that I eat, because remember, you can't eat it all in one day. So I just think of another food item like flax seeds that I hadn't had yesterday, and I go, now I can add that in, making the advantage of that healthy fats found in that too. So last meal of the day, the third of and the final meal of my 24 hours in the day that I consume foods is my dinner. My dinner, again, a lovely dish, either of mince is a real easy one. Classic. Done in a pan or a pot. Okay. Add onions, add garlic. Always adding them to my main meals. Why? Because they're high in fiber, a particular type of fiber called inulin. Really good for your gut health. Your beneficial microorganisms are mad about them. Okay. That is a winner. You can get supplements that do that. Holy God, when you just eat the whole foods and you gain loads of benefits and it's much more satiating and it's tastier. Yeah. Leeks are there too. You can add leeks in as well. Chop them up like an onion. Pop them in with a pot or pan and add next thing, tin of tomatoes. This is a real, real easy one, okay? My sister uses this one. She's getting mentioned twice in the podcast. She's gonna have to start paying me now. So she uses the likes of a packet of mince and a tin of either lentils and or beans that literally give her, okay, a bulk up of protein source, because beans contain protein. And it is something that she also gains the advantage of. Okay, fiber and the carbohydrates. Yes. So that means the mince has the protein and the fats. The beans have a little bit of carbohydrates and some protein. Great job. Now all she has to do is daily cook pasta, rice, and or for the family. And that, I suppose, is something You can add any vegetable, like carrots, boom, change up the, and tomatoes. Tomatoes is the next thing. Right, so there's your literally three options there. You can get these quite easily and organically. Tin or a packet of chickpeas, I think in Lidl's, is about 50 cent. Okay, yep, pour those in. Tin of tomatoes and get them organic, less than a euro, around 150. Packet of organic mince is less than 450. So we are literally onto a winner. Packet of pasta, you bulk buy it. It's literally cheap as chips. So that meal organically for your family is going to be something that is, okay, well under a tenner. You double up on two protein sources there, and the pasta, you can get lentil pasta that literally again has more protein and also has fiber, and it's orange in color, beta carotene. Those are the things you want to be looking at, adding color to your diet. The tomatoes, again, super flavor. And we're looking forward to, I'm looking forward to the likes of the summer months where I can pick the tomatoes off the vine and put them straight into the pot. It's amazing. Yes, we can do that. We're sowing them, yes, in February. Look forward to that. I sow mine around Valentine's Day. You absolute beauty. So that is a beautiful dinner. You can also go lean towards fish. Fish can be cooked in the exact same way, adding in your beans with that. Okay. Adding in spices you like the taste of. You like curry flavored items. Add curry to that dish. You want fish and typically you want to go for a white fish, then I would add in a healthy fat, such as maybe coconut milk. Okay. Remember, because coconut milk contains fats. So that's why I don't add coconut milk to typically mince, because mince already has fats in it. Okay. So it's with the balance. Yet it's literally like the bar chart. Right? If you're watching this on YouTube, I have three different fingers up now. One goes up, one also follows the other, and then more of the food item that we eat, the higher the bar goes. Okay, but there's a threshold. There's a line at the top of the bar chart that we do not want to cross if we are looking to, I'm going to say, either maintain the current weight and or lose weight. Okay, that bar you do not want to cross, and the only way we can know about the total amount that you need to consume is if you are measuring it. Okay? Measuring it in way, shape, or form, that using an app is what most people use that I would mentor or coach, right? If you want to be specific, you don't have to necessarily do that, but it makes it so much easier. It's like times tables. You understand what protein, fats, and carbs you get. Then you can go into more detail like your iron, your magnesium, and your vitamin C, okay? Which is something that I use with Chronometer. I love learning. Right? And that's why I am an educator. I'm a teacher. I literally show people what is needed by the body, because you'd be surprised how much you're actually under eating. People under eat, say they're trying to lose weight, you want to be healthy in the new year. They've joined every bandwagon underneath the sun, but nothing has worked. They said they've tried everything, right? Try eating real foods. Try understanding that you are actually under eating whole foods, right? You're under eating and definitely not overeating organic foods for that matter. So get on that stuff and realize that being specific with the amount that you're eating to your height. Everybody's different. I eat more than my brother. My brother is taller than me. I'm more active than him. The idea is that's what we have to do. Not say, oh my God, we have to have the same amount as the person sitting beside them at the kitchen dinner table. No, you do not. You need to realize that it's so, so important that you know how much you have to eat to lose weight or reach whatever fitness goal you want to achieve. Okay. After my dinner, I love it. It's my dessert pretty much every day. If I don't have a yogurt in the morning, I have it in the evening, and I have it with the likes of cacao. Cacao is another organic fitness food for the matter, for the main reason, because it is something that's extremely high in magnesium. Magnesium is used for over 300 processes in the body. When you start to eat higher magnesium foods, you then reduce cravings. For women, that's massive because of your cycles that happen once a month. Okay. As I said, I train roughly about 70% women on the program. That game changer of you increasing your magnesium to reduce cravings and support your body healing itself, okay, is essential. I have that with the yogurt. I also would add maybe some cinnamon to that if I'm having fruit, because fruit does not make you fat. Fruit's a carbohydrate and it's delicious. I stew apples sometimes. Oosh. You don't want to chew the apple. Just have any berries that you would like out the other side of it. I was eating two kiwis there for a long time. I was to get kiwis into my yogurt this evening, because that actually also helps with the production of melatonin. That's also been scientifically proven. I love the science behind eating healthy. And the more literally that we eat of these foods, the more you will gain the advantage of. All right. So it's nearly a rough, I'm going to say, guide of things that I have on a regular basis and why I eat them. You change the spice, it changes the dish. I have pans, I have pots. I don't like typically like to roast too many things, for the most part, but I don't pick diets. I literally eat real foods. I have vegetarian meals. When I have vegetarian meals, I have to bump up my protein. I would increase the amount from maybe that a yogurt that is typically lower in carbohydrates, and that is going to hit my overall macronutrients for the day. So that is literally me in a nutshell. Or cottage cheese I have down here as well. Sometimes I have that. I was getting that from a health food store. It was organic. But again, main thing is I need to eat something first. Not eating something is not a healthy option. You can't get it organic. I want you to eat. Right, the alternative of whole food still, but the idea is you're doing your best to get it. Not everyone on my program eats. I don't even eat 100% organic. As I said, I do my best. I have an abundance of them. Makes it a little bit easier when I'm growing some of the greens, like literally pick rainbow chard, spinach, rocket, all the way out from the veg patch or tunnel. So you can do the same. But I need you to start on making a priority what you're looking to do this year. There's different events coming up. Whether it's retreats down in Cork, whether another retreat we'll be doing in Wicklow, there's Grow Your Owns that are happening in and on very shortly with myself and Martin DIY that you can book in to as well. Stay tuned for that. The link will be on my stories. And or if you're unsure, can't find it, don't know where it is, send me a message, send me a DM. I love to most certainly chat with people in the DMs. Okay, I will most certainly leave it there. Hope you really enjoyed the show. This is because off the back of, again, questions that you guys asked in the Q&As. Keep them coming because I love them. All right. This show particularly is giving you exactly what you want. You ask the question to the right person, you get the right answer. All right. Looking forward to the Camino coming up as well. That's 100% sold out. We're nearly space from your own mother if she wanted to come on this trip. All right. It's in March, April. Look at my calendar. Okay. Or not. Talk soon. Godspeed. And get on that good stuff.
You're listening to Coleman Power on the Organic Fitness Podcast.